This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Positive drinking story helps you lose some weight and get ahead of work. Who sucks less? Coming up right after emails on our question, why do you hope you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, bitches. How are we doing today?
We're doing good, man. Thank you.
All right, my story starts out when I was in the National Guard, and I had an alcohol problem. I'm drinking way too much. So I bought my boys half a gallon of JD, and we're kicking back in North Fort Lewis, getting drunk, and we all pass out. I wake up the next morning. I'm a sergeant at that time, so I'm in charge of these guys. I wake up around, I don't know, about 3:34, reach down to grab my watch, see what time it was. There's no watch there. I always put my watch and my glasses and all that in my boot, right? And it's all gone. It's not there. So I look around for my clothes. They're not there either. So I get the F up and look around, and the guys that are sleeping around me, they're not my boys. Come to find out, I'm in an entirely different building.
Oh.
No glasses, no watch. No clothes. I'm like, well, man, this is effed up. So I hop on out of the building, out of the barracks, and try to find my barracks. So here I am in my tidy whities. That's all I got on. I can barely freaking see, trying to figure out where the heck, get my bearings, trying to figure out where the hell I'm at. And I finally see this guy. His name is Smitty. He's a cook in my unit. And I go, yo, Smitty. Where the hell am I? Where's the barracks at? He's rolling on the ground, laughing his ass off, man. And I make it back into my barracks. I get back into my uniform, and I'm just sitting on my bunk, waiting for my boys to wake up to try to figure out which one of these mother effers effed me up. Yeah, it took me about 45 minutes to find my way back to my building.
What ended up happening? Did they end up picking you up and moving you? Because your clothes were there.
They picked me up and moved me to another building on the other side of the complex.
That's good times.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Miles, by the way, some comments coming in regarding the penis finger.
Sure.
You could take something happens to your thumb, one of your fingers.
Yeah, right.
And then take a penis from a cadaver.
Sure.
And then put that with bone and everything so you can move it around. It says, penis slim guy, if he's a hitchhiker, I'd pick him up just for the story. And someone else I like this, having a penis forefinger would probably work great on a touchscreen. Hey, man, let me see your iPad.
Oh, God. Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, guys, so my story starts off, me and a bunch of buddies went to the bar, and this bar, they had a bunch of waitresses going around selling Jell-O shots, and one of the waitresses was like a total smoke show, smoking hot, and so my buddy goes up to her and asks her, you know, what time she's getting off, and she goes, when I sell all these Jell-O shots. So he proceeded to start buying Jell-O shots for everybody, and including himself. And about an hour goes by, I see her walking up to the bar. She's cashing out. She's getting her tips and leaving. I'm like, dude, where's John? She just got off work. Well, we go out to his car, and he's sitting in the driver's seat of his car and just puked all over his car. Oh. And he's my only ride out. And it was bad. I mean, it looked like the Kool-Aid man, like, suicide bombed in there. I mean, it was just Jell-O everywhere, you know? Yeah, so We had to pull them out, and me and the other guys, we just drew straws which one was going to sit in that seat and drive home, and I had to.
Oh, so you had to, did you try to clean it up at all?
For what I could, man, but it was just painted everywhere. And he continued to puke the whole way home.
What kind of car did he have?
El Camino.
He had an old El Camino.
Yeah. There was no escape.
Was there vinyl seats on it at least?
Yep.
Okay. All right, that helps. That's
a saving grace. All right.
I had to wipe off the dash so I could see the speedometer. That's how.
Jeez, man.
God almighty. And I guess he never got a date with that girl.
Oh, no. She sold all her stuff in an hour and took off. Okay. She had her go big time.
Yeah, I feel like as soon as he asked her and she was like, when I'm done selling these, like, your buddy had no chance.
And she knew exactly what she was doing.
Based on your experience, even though you weren't the one to eat it, did you, would you ever eat a Jell-O shot again? Because you had to sit in it.
Yeah, I mean, Jell-O shots, I mean, they were okay. You know what I mean? At my age now, I've not done one in a while, but it was just.
I did one in the last few months, but it was at a tailgate.
I was going to say, if you're at a tailgate, they seem to be perfectly
they
fine.
They show up there.
Super Bowl party would be acceptable Jell-O shots. There's a time and a place for a Jell-O shot.
Time and a place for a Jell-O shot.
What the hell were we doing in New Orleans? Were they test tube shots. Those weren't Jell-O shots.
Was that the camera bar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember which one they no, but they were Jell-O
shots. Were they Jell-O shots? Okay.
Yeah, man. They were lime Jell-O's. I remember sucking them out of the cup.
If they have them there, you're probably at the type of environment and place where that's the thing that you should be doing.
Absolutely. And they just give them to you anyway.
And have you seen now, like, back in the day, you get a Jaeger bomb, you had to, like, drop it in there. But now they have, like, those plastic cups. They just have, like,
the
Red Bull around it and then, right, the Jaeger in the middle. So I was going to a sporting event with people I knew, but they weren't, like, we're friends, but it wasn't like I had known these people forever.
Right.
So yada, yada, yada. We're all at a bar together. The bar is serving those. I have another group of old friends that come in. They are ordered. I'm like, wild. So I leave these group of people. Like, I'll meet you at the game. And they're like, okay. Now, my buddies are just ordering them. But I'm like, I can't have any. I can't. And when I show up to the seats, they're like, oh, man, you're not blacked out drunk. We left you with, like, Jaeger Bob Shooter Girl. We thought you were done. Like, oh, trust me, it was hard to fight that urge.
It was a wise move.
She was hot, had Jaeger Bombs.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Eric.
Hola, Eric.
You can hear him breathing, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, there he is.
Good, how are you? In a satellite phone calling us from the middle of China?
Yeah, I'm in a courtroom, actually. The reason I'm calling is because my ex-girlfriend, you guys might know her.
Yeah.
Why would you call our show
from the courthouse?
My name is Eric. Something that everyone knows.
Assuming it's not the story you told Mike.
Hola.
I've been accused.
Mike, what did he tell? Oh, Mike's on the phone.
Okay. I was going to say, that was, I am at the courthouse right now. Things are not going good. I just want to let everyone know.
I am
She's a liar. Because saying stuff like this publicly has never failed anyone.
Yeah, that is,
obviously, you don't have any legal counsel.
Right.
It's apparent.
Because I'm hanging on the phone, John.
But he said he was at the courthouse and he was whispering. Honestly, I thought it was going to be a joke and he was going to go, and I'm looking for Miles Montgomery.
Me too. Dude, honestly, I really did.
I really thought he was setting
this
up.
There's a bench warrant for your arrest.
If you don't get here right now.
It's going to be like, attaboy, Mike.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mike is still just looking down.
I just want to know, there's no way that's the story that he told Mike when he called
from the courthouse.
No, there's no chance.
That's what's up, everybody.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? 844-999-OLA.
No, I'm not going to that one. That's him.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't
know. What is Mike doing? I just want to know. Like,
we got to know. Is he on the phone? I think he's on the phone trying to get another one.
Okay. Right. We'll wait for Mike. We have no problem. If this guy's at the courthouse, let's see if he's still at the courthouse. Leave him there.
See if he's still there.
Just say, right, you're there.
I mean.
Hey, you there?
You still at the courthouse?
Still there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's put you on hold for a minute. We gotta find out what he really told Mike. Hey, Mike.
No chance he has legal counsel.
Oh, he's on the phone.
All right. Hey, Mike. Crack a mic here for a minute. What did he initially tell you he was calling for?
Honestly, he did kind of give me the quick rundown there of that a woman ruined his life.
Okay.
He didn't sound near as down about it.
Maybe because he wasn't in the courtroom yet.
Maybe
he's in the hall. So He didn't say he's calling actively about a situation.
No, he did not.
Just a woman ruined my life.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Okay, all right, okay. Just curious. You want to check in or you want to go somewhere else?
I'll go somewhere else.
Let's go somewhere. I don't care. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Long time listener, just like everybody, and first time I got on here in years, man.
Oh.
Nice to be talking with you guys.
Yeah, man, you too, man. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, so this story is kind of like the last one you guys are listening to, the gentleman that went to the gay bar.
Okay.
This was in Seattle. A couple of close friends of mine, straight guys. They all work down at I don't know if I'm allowed to say the venue, an electronics store,
all right.
Very close to the landing in Renton. Anyway, so long story
I'm
short,
like, yeah, damn, man.
I don't want to tell her name, Mary Stevens, but I'll give you her address. It's 348.
So we get down. We go down to this place in Seattle. There, it's a kind of a multi-level bar, gay bar there. And they coached me down there. They're like, yeah, there's quite a bit of single girls, man. They go down there not to really get chased around, but you know, I've met a couple, and you know, we've talked about it, and yada yada. You figure out you're not gay.
So let's go to the gay bar to hit it on the chicks. Right, I want to get away from getting hit
from people like you.
Yeah.
Well, I last, man, and it was kind of one of those nights just got drug along. But so anyway, we have a great night. We finally make our way to the very, very top of the bar there, and a couple of my friends were like, "Yeah, let's go hit this restaurant, and we'll just get out of here for the night." Everybody can tell that, you know, we're all straight guys, and except for the two that are with us, there were a couple of coworkers that met us down there. And lo and behold, one of them had the hots for me in general, and I had no idea he was preying on me that night. Mm. So we make our way to the vehicle and the parking lot there, and we're like, okay, let's go separate ways. Everyone's got to urinate, so I went my separate way. By the time I turned around, that said guy that was prowling on me, one of the friends, he was a little too drunkard up, and he got a full frontal grab on me underneath the shorts.
Oh yeah, how'd that feel? You went, oh, baby.
It was one of those things where I just kind of took a like blink, and I couldn't move. It was one of those like, is he going to rip something off that shouldn't get ripped off?
Heavens to Murgatroyd, my penis is in his hand, I do say.
I do say, I did not expect your hand to be around my penis. Oh, my.
What a day. That went in all kinds of weird directions, didn't it?
Oh, man. Penis in hand, bamboo toothpick in butt.
No idea we'd get there with this question.
Why do you hope that you'll never have to do that? Again, we've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, why do you hope that you'll never have to do that again? Here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Come on from today. Just wanted to say thank you guys, by the way, for airing my birthday wish yesterday. Things I hope to never do again is getting married or having a newborn baby. I do have a 4 and 7-year-old. Thank you again, respectfully. That from Rick.
Yeah.
Guys, I once ate 12 ice cube trays of Jell-O shots. 12 trays. I was 16, young and dumb. I'm 31 now and still have not eaten Jell-O to this day. That from Stephanie. As we move on to the...
When I read that, I was like, 16 Jell-O shots? Like, oh no, 16 trays.
That's incredible. Gentlemen, today is my twin granddaughter's first trip around the sun. Can I get 2 little girl fish sandwiches and maybe some birthday wishes from Mickey and Goofy? Thanks from Grandpa Swayze.
Fish sandwich? Fish sandwich?
Well, gosh, happy birthday. Good news, how diggity dog, Grandpa Swayze is going to take you out and drink all the Coca-Cola you can handle.
Don't forget,
It's going to be great soda and Coca-Cola or Sprite, because he's going to take you to McDonald's and order whatever you want. No Happy Meal. Whatever meal.
I think they're like one.
Oh, yeah, they're two.
Get you'd the be apple sauce.
You'd be amazed how many nuggets a two-year-old can eat.
Are you all right about that?
They can eat nuggets, right, at two?
Yeah, probably.
We'll find out.
Guys, today is my beautiful 11-year-old daughter's birthday. The whole family loves your show. She would get a kick to have a birthday shout-out with the Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about what it was like when you were 11. Thanks, guys. That from Lacey.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, happy birthday. When we were 11 years old, we were just known as the Germans.
Yeah, that's correct. In Germany, when you're to your 11th birthday, you get cake. Tons of cake. Cake, cupcakes, whatever. Eat it all.
Yeah, German tradition is mom and dad book trip to Disney World tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 11, you can finally enjoy it. Not like those little children, two-year-olds.
Chuck E. Cheese, all do.
Don't even get started on Chuck Cheese right now.
Did you read the conspiracy theory about Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't believe it. You guys believe it?
Have you seen this? A guy shows a picture of the pizza that he got from Chuck E. Cheese, and typically if you order a pizza, they cut it into slices, and it's even all the way around. And this looks really disjointed, almost like an artisan pizza, but that's not what they do. So this guy believes that when you buy a Chuck E. Cheese pizza, your pizza is constructed of uneaten slices from other people.
Mm. Correct.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese denies this.
Chuck E. Cheese said, hey, man, we got fresh dough back there.
Okay.
And the rat's not making it.
Aloha, Bicholas. I want to wish my amazing child, Taylor, a very happy birthday. We listen to you guys all the way over in Ringgold, Georgia. Ringgold, Georgia. On Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Tennessee. They pick us up in
Ringgold,
Georgia.
Yeah. Sounds like a flavor of barbecue sauce.
I would try that in a freaking heartbeat.
This chicken is delicious.
It tastes like the people that live in Georgia.
Greasy. Absolutely love the show. Can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans talking about cuttlefish, please? Stay classy. That from Anastasia. Thanks, guys. That from that's for Anastasia, for the mom.
How old was Anastasia?
No, this is actually for Taylor. Christ, I'm confused. Either way.
How old?
Doesn't say. Just my child, Taylor.
Yeah, cuttlefish. The good for cuddling.
Yeah, I assume you're old enough to go to sporting events. You live in Georgia. Good news. Next year, you will be at the Florida-Georgia game. Surprise! Mambo tickets.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Don't worry, it's easy to get.
Maybe go to Savannah, the Pirate Museum.
I don't know a lot about Georgia other than I'm an official Gator hater. Go Dawgs.
Guys, can you please give a badass birthday shout-out to my hubby, Matthew, with a barbershop fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about his love for throwing frisbees, a.k.a. disc golf. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from B.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood. He does not like frisbee golf when he said, I like putting my disc in a hole. I think you misunderstood.
Yeah, my favorite thing about this disc golf is that it ends up in a cage. So I have a lot of lovers in cages.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my best roommate ever, great friend Heather May, the Mighty Mouse, who turns 29. She's actually upset that she's almost 30. I'd give anything to be almost 30. She wanted to do something fun, but the snow affected it. Anyway, since she's a fellow stoner and can smoke me under the table, can I get a suck it up cupcake and a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys. Appreciated. That from Sir Jolly Joe.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Guys, I want to wish my hubby Thomas a very happy birthday. We listen to you guys every day. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Can I get a barbershop face sandwich and some Dirty German talk about cars? Thanks, guys. That from Mandy.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, I will not waste all this time talking about cars, but I will let you know I want to be your personal Ford probe.
Yeah, I like these cars. Cars come in many shapes and sizes. Some have big back ends that are topless.
Yeah.
So also, shouldn't Thomas have a birthday thing about trains?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point.
She ever meets a car named Thomas.
Gentlemen and women, I'm writing to you from rainy Southern California. I just wanted to say love the show. I've been a loyal listener since those days. Yes. Since today's my 47th birthday, can I get an O, look out, and now hitting the window, and a Leroy Jenkins. Thanks, guys. That from Stacy.
Uh-oh, look up.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
And Neil, the Seahawks fan, also celebrating a birthday
today. Happy birthday, Neil.
Happy birthday, Neil. Give me your penis is too small.
I knew that was...
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Couple extras here, guys. Just wondering if you received a postcard we mailed from Havana, Cuba. In early January.
Havana, Cuba?
Our boss took our entire company, plus one, on a cruise to Cuba in the Grand Caymans. Shout out to Bonnie. Hell of a Christmas bonus. We did hear that they had a tornado in Havana after we left. Hope you guys are doing well. That from Dave and Michelle. Dave and Michelle, I don't think we've gotten it yet.
I like your boss, by the way.
Over a year later, or a month later, we still haven't gotten
it. You know what our boss did for us?
We're waiting for show 3,000. We're only 15 shows away.
It's going to be... We're going to Cuba.
I bet it's going to be fantastic. Either way. Smegma story.
Oh, joy.
You guys are killing me today. My buddy, who I played football with at ASU and was a 10-year NFL veteran, was known as having the worst jockstrap in the locker room.
Ooh, I don't guess who it is.
It was so bad, you could smell him during stretches and warm-ups. The Arizona sun did not help. It smelled like demon ass marinating in a bowl of feces. We all told him he had to have some type of STD to smell that bad. He went to the team doctor, came back before practice happy, saying, "I don't have an STD, guys.
My penis stinks naturally."
Doc says, "I got smegma."
Oh!
Yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm. And one more. Ola Dinosaurs, after shoveling 2 feet of snow off my stairs and deck while cursing the weather, I thoroughly enjoyed a delicious, snow-cooled Men's Room Original Red.
Oh, snow-cooled.
To some, it may seem like an insignificant reward for such a grand effort. To that, I say there is no greater nor more satisfying reward than a cold beer, especially yours. Cheers, bitches. That from the lovely Leah.
Well, very nicely.
Yeah,
by the way,
that.
If we get, Robin, I don't know if you have any of this correspondence. Robin got an errant email. She said you got an angry email. From a guy, because he had reached out to us several times, I believe including a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He was very upset that we had not responded, and Robin's telling me this. And I'm feeling bad, but you want to explain how this went down?
He began emailing last night frantically multiple times, so finally I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on with this guy? He had contacted an online store that coincidentally has the same name as our show, and they sell things like... let's see, I looked up the store, and it seems that they sell lubricants and all sorts of...
we probably have that in the rock shop.
Some sort of attachments you can add.
What did he order? Because he was very impatient that he had not received what it was he was looking for.
It was an extra large harness. He misspelled
extra
harness,
large.
So he came back with it again. It was like, harness. I'm like, no, I got it in black.
You informed him that you're just selling a radio show.
Exactly. First, he's like, where's my order? Well, this is the tracking number. I'm like, wait a minute. What is he trying to order? The sausage? Is he trying to get a shirt?
Well, he really is.
He is ordering the sausage.
He put in an order for
I had to let him know he had contacted the exact wrong men's room, and he just quickly sent back a thumbs up, and then never heard from him again.
Well, I hope you get your harness.
Where's my extra large harness?
Giving us some ideas to put on our website there for stuff to sell. All right, still to come, we're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay! Time once again for Who Sucks Less. Steve McCoy here. You bring us 3 stories from the news each and every week. They all suck in their own individual way, but it's up to us to determine, out of these 3 stories, which of these suck the least.
Yeah, it's just that simple, and as always, very difficult to find 3 stories that suck, because the news, frankly... littered with people treating each other well. We are contaminated with kindness in this world, let me tell you. But lo and behold, I managed to find 3 sucky stories. And today, we have a teacher in North Carolina. She'll be taking on a group of what they're calling partiers, I believe in New York City. And Bill Cosby has reared his ugly head as well. But let's start in North Carolina, where a substitute teacher, she resigned following allegations that she told a 10-year-old student that wearing athletic apparel and that particular clothing was prison attire. And I know you're thinking, come on, let's not be so sensitive. But that's not really what has people upset. She also told the students that Martin Luther King Jr. died by suicide and was not assassinated. Then the teacher became frustrated with the students because they got a little weird at this point. She accused them of harassment, and she told the black students that they'd go to prison for wearing the attire they were wearing, where they told her, no, it's just because of our skin color. I kid. The substitute teacher had trouble trying to calm the students after that, and they were not listening to her directions. They then told the students, they're 10 years old. She then told the students they're not real Christians if they did not support Donald Trump. She just swung for the fence.
Wow.
10-year-old kids. Then, of course, the school issued a statement. I won't bother with the school statement. I'll just sum it up. We don't condone this type of behavior. We're investigating, blah, blah, blah. We continue. Now, let's go to New York City, where what they call partying racists. They stumbled upon a construction worker, and they found their way into a private construction site. They see this guy, and the guy came up and asked them to leave. It was an active construction site. They said, quote, we're out here partying, and you're working here like an N-bomb. Then they added, what are you going to do about it, N-bomb? Well, the guy did nothing, but because one of the duo ended up tackling the guy to the ground, punched him multiple times. Another guy kicked him while this was going on. The unnamed 48-year-old worker, he suffered a fractured orbital bone. It's like my mouth couldn't stop. Orbital bone and several lacerations to his head. The two guys were subsequently arrested and charged with assault as a hate crime after police caught up with the pair. And now let's go to Bill Cosby, because who doesn't love the cause? The headline reads, Bill Cosby compares himself to Martin Luther King Jr. What? While claiming he will, and I quote, never have remorse. He says he's not remorseful while serving out his prison sentence, and he's still adamant that he did nothing wrong while believing that he's being held as a, in his words, political prisoner. Cosby explains, quote, here's why I have no remorse, and I will never have remorse. Keep in mind the imprisoned comedian. He's referring to a recent interview where a reporter detailed Cosby's prison life and explained why Cosby is not sad during visits. We're told other inmates of the prison told Cosby about the article, and he wanted to clarify his position. So on Tuesday night, he gets his wife on the phone, and he dictates the statement. I was given a deal. I settled out of court for $3.8 million. I waived my Fifth Amendment rights. I was declared not guilty in 2005 by the Commonwealth. Never changed. Says now, a low-life district attorney and a corrupt judge needed me guilty now. He also claims the sexual violence classes he was ordered to attend were a form of entrapment. He still believes his trial and incarceration were politically motivated. He says, my political beliefs, my actions, trying to humanize all races and genders and religions landed me in a place surrounded by barbed wire fencing and a room made of steel and iron. It's someone else's fault, Miles. You see.
Okay.
That dirtbag prosecutor and all that kind of stuff.
Well, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less. Mark says, I think the story about the teacher in North Carolina who told a student that his clothing was prison attire and told students that MLK was not assassinated sucks the least. It seems lying about history isn't worse than saying you have no remorse for raping women. Gary says, Mr. Pudding Pops himself. The other two people were harmed mentally and physically. Bill is just not all there. But Bill did hurt people physically.
Yes, he
well,
did.
Bill Cosby, though.
But this is about his.
But
in this case,
right?
It's not right. It's not his full body of work.
I almost might pick him for sucking the least simply because he's in prison.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, the teacher's still out there influencing children. And then the other dudes were just beating up the black dude just to kind of beat him up.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Where did that happen?
That was in New York City.
Oh, that was
in New York City.
So, like, I would never pick Cosby or for anything, but I'm just like...
But it's not about his entire...
he's already in prison.
We know he's an awful person. In this case, just this statement now, which is a stupid statement, but I'm inclined to agree with you. Like, hey, at least you're paying the... Well, you're paying the price for one of the women that you allegedly did this to.
Yeah, and then his lawyer came out and was like, he actually likes jail.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, seriously.
He does push-ups. He does leg lifts.
He's having a great time. Anymore.
He's finally cut his coffee habit.
I was just like, Jesus Christ,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That. It's just insanity.
Bam. So, that's my take. What do you think, Miles?
I think, oh, man. I guess it's got to be the teacher. The guy was assaulted. Fortunately, those guys were apprehended.
Yep.
Cosby himself, I'm sorry. I'm still going to look at the whole body of work.
But you can't look at the body of work.
I know.
You can't
know,
look at the...
This is about... I can't ignore that. This is why I would be no good on jury duty.
Oh, that's why you're doing this.
I cannot.
This is
no,
the only reason...
No, it's not.
This is so shallow.
I have to look at his entire body of work here.
Oh, I can't just look at the evidence presented in front of me.
Everything. Mush mouth. The whole thing. The whole body of work.
From Fat Albert to the very end.
Exactly. It's got to be the teacher.
I don't believe it.
In a way, though, I feel it's good that people now feel that they are able to fully express themselves and their views and have no problem doing that instead of not expressing the views. I'm glad to know. I'm glad that there is now, for whatever reason, a reason why people don't mind saying these things.
So you can at least say, okay, this person's a fool.
Yeah, and I'm being you're comfortable enough now for the first time in almost 200 years in society of being able to speak like that without any, you know, any problem.
No repercussion.
Yeah, nothing. It's interesting, isn't it? Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Still to come, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Speaking of, a positive drinking story helps you lose weight. That is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day, but first...
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
Oh, yes, we have a couple of positive drinking stories here for you today. Now, this is not exactly new news, but it has been confirmed once again another study. And as they say, it's a great day to be alive. Time to get those margaritas out, because according to the American Chemical Society,
all right,
tequila might actually help you lose weight. Yes, the company who also researched the effects of tequila on blood glucose levels found that sugar that is in the agave plant from which tequila is derived is linked to weight loss and can help you lower your blood sugar. So that's why some agaves that you'll see as far as sweeteners work better for people who have diabetes. And all that kind of stuff. The sugars that naturally occur in agave are called agavins and are non-digestible, which means they don't raise your blood sugar. And researchers who tested the tequila on mice and who then consumed the agavins found they had lower blood glucose levels in the end. The effects were stronger than other artificial sweeteners like aspartame and agave syrup, even more so. So tequila straight up worked better than the actual agave syrup.
Let's get drunk and lose weight.
The mice also that consumed agavins produced a hormone called a GLP-1, keeping their stomach fuller longer and producing more insulin. What does this mean for humans? The reason why scientists believe it could be beneficial for people...
You should be a mouse.
...is that agavins can help people feel fuller longer with the desire to eat less. Not only is this beneficial for weight issues, but also has an interesting outlook for people with diabetes and with lower levels of glucose.
Okay.
So right now...
I can dig that.
Mice can't prove everything. We're going to do some more research on humans, but it's a good start. So there you go. And they have said that for a while.
I believe that was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. They tried that on.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie looking good.
Now here's a tip for getting ahead.
What was the word again?
Oh, yeah. Agavins.
I'm all about those agavins.
Agavins, yeah.
Been saying them for years, Mick.
Positive drinking story number two. Here's a tip for getting ahead in your career that couldn't possibly backfire. The next time the opportunity comes up and you have the opportunity to go out and have drinks with your boss, do so and get hammered. A new survey asked people if they think drinking can help them in their career. 49% of people said yes, drinking with their boss or coworkers will improve their work relationships. 24% even said that drinking with their boss will help them get promoted because they're more trustworthy. Of course, there are some risks of drinking with your coworkers. 14% of people have accidentally revealed a secret they shouldn't have. 8% have had sex with a coworker. 1.6% got in a physical fight with a coworker while drinking.
Nice.
And 0.7% got fired.
Sounds about right. I think we've all dabbled in that.
And a positive drinking story, number three, not necessarily positive, but just kind of something we've always figured out. Have you ever heard that if you drink beer before wine, you won't have a bad hangover? Or if you drink wine before beer, then look out, beer before liquor.
I never remember the order, but yes.
I thought it was liquor before beer, no never. Fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this one is, it turns out that's not true. According to a new study, it doesn't matter if you drink beer, then wine, or wine, then beer. The order you drink different things does not have any effect on your hangover. It's all going to the same place eventually.
But we need something to blame.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
The yeah. researchers didn't test the other drink order question. Beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. But studies in the past have shown that is also a myth. So what does help you predict how bad your hangover is going to be? This isn't exactly groundbreaking, but it's how drunk you feel. Researchers found that people who got really hammered or threw up had worse hangovers the next day than people who handled their booze better.
That's pretty simple.
There you go on a positive drinking story. Speaking of woman, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast David Osman of Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada. Now, if his name sounds familiar, it might be because he was our shot of the day only three episodes ago. He's the guy, he was denied a personalized license plate because he wanted his last name on the plates. And in spite of the fact that his last name is pronounced Osman, it's actually spelled Assman, A-S-S-M-A-N. Well, we toast him today because he decided if he can't have the 12-inch by 6-inch tribute to his family in license plate form, those are the dimensions, he decided he would have Osman spelled out on the 5-foot-wide, 2.5-foot-tall tailgate on the back of his pickup truck, to which he is proudly posed next to. How did authorities respond, you might wonder? They actually tweeted, well, looks like Mr. Osman got the last laugh.
He did, and he got it bigger.
It is a fantastic picture.
Hey, he's an ass man.
He's the ass man.
Did they do a nice job with the lettering? Is like professionally done? Is this detailed?
He spent money to get this done, right? It is a decal. It is precision cut. And right.
Oh wow!
It looks like
the license plate itself is just a blown up version of it.
A much bigger version of it.
I want to go see a Rough Riders game and run in. To the Assman.
To the Assman. Like, it's Osman.
The Saskatchewan Assman.
So we pour this booze, we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take color 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.